Just a few days ago, we saw in the Gospel, very similarly to today, let he who thinks he stands upright of himself beware lest he fall. So our Lord was then warning us and reminding us that we must be humble. We must not give in to the temptation of pride, which is always in us and around us. Not just a couple of the commandments, but this commandment of humility, of the virtue of humility. And then we see it again in the Gospel of today, the Pharisee and the publican. The Pharisee, he was doing everything he was supposed to be doing, as most likely are you and I. But the Pharisee went up to the temple and as close as he could to the altar, and looking up, thinking himself something very special, began to give thanks to God that he was so good. And, of course, the Lord was not pleased with this. Now, of course, we need to give thanks to God for the virtues that he has lavished upon us and for the virtues that we have accepted and practiced. Remember, like everything else in life, we cannot do it without him, without his help. So whatever good you do, you're doing it because he is allowing you to do it and giving you the gift of the virtues by which you do it. But again, the central theme there is that it is God whom you accept, whom you receive in humility and love. It is God that gives you the ability to do these things, just as he gives us the ability to be here, to worship him in the most holy sacrifice of the Mass, to receive him, and hopefully all of us are able to receive him in a worthy manner in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. But then, because of his sin of pride, he is not justified by God. He is not blessed. In fact, he is held accountable. And the sin of pride is the worst of all the sins. It's the sin of Lucifer, who then turned into Satan, and all the angels that fell with him. It is the sin of Adam and Eve, who lost everything for themselves and for us, for you and me. The sin of pride, thinking that we are something special and that we know more than God or more than the church. The publican, however, and hopefully we are the publican, hopefully we are the ones who stand in the back and or kneel in the back and present to God are in humble, in humility, in humble array, the fact that we are nothing and we can do nothing of our own, and ask him, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner, as we strike the breast. The ancient practice of acknowledgement of guilt and sorrow for our own sins. And so, this lesson of today is extremely important. In addition, today, of course, this is the last Sunday in the month of July. This month that is dedicated dually to the most precious blood of Jesus and to Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And we are coming soon to the month of August dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which is in a sense synonymous with the titular of this shrine, Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, the Immaculate Conception. And so today we look to her, and we look to the source of all her holiness, which is Jesus, and the Father, and the Holy Spirit. Now, of course, in the last few weeks, maybe a couple of months, there have been so many rumors about this and rumors about that. And now it is rumored once again that the rumors were not anything other than rumors, that it was one particular cardinal in the Vatican. I could almost tell you who it is, but I won't, because I don't want to start another rumor, that told several Monsignori the rumor. The Holy Father aims to put out the traditional Latin Mass. That will be the end of it. You can put out the church against which the gates of hell shall not prevail sooner than you can put out the Mass. So let them try. But the rumor is now that this document that probably doesn't exist, but maybe it did, was taken to Francis and that he refused to sign it. Why? Who knows? Maybe the Blessed Mother turned his heart. Maybe your prayers and mine and our sufferings turned his heart. But in the meantime, other things are going on. We will not go into what's going on in Paris, in the capital of the eldest daughter of the Church, France. Sacrilege upon sacrilege. Blasphemy upon blasphemy. But we will go to what's going on in Spain, which seconds that which I say. Just as in France in June and July, they had the magnificent procession that's called the Chartres pilgrimage to the great cathedral of Chartres, where hundreds of priests and bishops and thousands upon thousands of people, mostly young men and women and children, went on procession, a very difficult procession, for 3 days, and celebrated the ancient rite of the Mass. And of course, when you have 1,000 priests, what's going to happen? There's no concelebration except a Mass of ordination. And so that happened, that there were thousands of Masses celebrated each day by these 1,000 young priests or more. Can you get rid of that? No. But in Spain, the same thing is happening now. But someone, and who knows who's behind it, we will not spread rumors. Someone wrote the Bishop of Covadonga in Spain. And Covadonga is a very important shrine, a very ancient shrine, because it was from there and also nearby Santiago de Compostela, St. James, that the crusade against the Moors started in Spain, who had been oppressing the Catholics in Spain for 700 years. And thousands upon thousands of martyrs, which we celebrate almost every day. Well, it was at Covadonga that the Blessed Mother and St. James took the horse. And you didn't think Mary could ride a horse, huh? Well, she can. And she had the horse and the sword. And she and St. James, and they saw them. They saw them lead the war against the Moors, the oppressors of the Christians. So it's a very important feast, especially, and shrine, especially for Spain. In Spain, the feast of St. James, just the other day, is a holy day of obligation. It's not just any old day of the year. I wish it were here too. Not too many people were here. You know, a lot of people want the traditional Mass, and then they don't come. You know, God's going to take it away from you. He's not going to take it away from me. I'm here every day, no matter what. As you can tell. But every little excuse, and you're not here. And then you stand up in front of the altar like the Pharisee. Oh, I thank you, Jesus, that I am so good. Blah. So, what happened and what is happening? And many of my friends are there. The priest who made this chasuble is there. He's one of the leaders. Thousands of masses. Thousands and thousands of young people. Some old too, but it's difficult. They can't walk for 3 days. They can barely walk from the back of the church to the front of the church. And so, what did they decide to do? Okay, we've been there, done that. And we're going to have the mass outside the church. Now that's Catholic courage. And so it is. No one can get rid of the ancient rite of the Mass. No one. But you need to deserve it too. You need to love it, to sponsor it, to be present at it as much as possible. It used to be that it was a great sign of holiness and virtue for people to go to Mass every day. Here we have the Mass every day, and so few of you show up. Every excuse in the book. I could go on till this evening with all the excuses I hear. There is no excuse. We must be here. We must do everything possible to be present for the holy sacrifice of the Mass and to make reparation for all the outrageous sacrileges that are being committed everywhere. Now, you know, what really gets to me is that they keep the Mass out of the church, and yet in many cathedrals throughout the world and the United States, you have sodomite masses inside the cathedrals, inside the churches, for those who commit a sin that the Bible says cries out to God for vengeance. And I do not aim to condemn any individual. I do aim to convert. Change. Go to confession. Change your way of life, if that is you. Do not receive our Lord in a state of mortal sin. And we, who think ourselves to be good, we need to be better. We need to give example. We need to pray. And by the charity which comes from the Holy Spirit, about whom we have read today in St. Paul's epistle, we must try to convert as many people as possible back to the faith, back to the Ten Commandments, back to the precepts of the Church, back to the sacraments. O Most Holy Lady of Covadonga, Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, Immaculate Heart of Mary, St. James the Greater, a great warrior and slayer of the Moors, come to our assistance. And in particular, slay the laziness that is within us, that we may wake up and continue the holy fight until we end up in the realms of heaven, in the realms of our King and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.